A blast from the past, Jennifer Dirty Dancing Gray wins Dancing with the Star, so Bristol Palin is out. Do we really care about that stuff? It's not TMZ, right? Seattle is doused with snow just in time for Thanksgiving. The jawbone found in Aruba is not Natalie Holloway's. Boy, I'd love to see them wrap that case up. You got a feel for Beth Twitty, who, of course, is the mother who forever and a day kept this thing alive. And could they just get closure on Natalie Holloway? Wouldn't that be a great thing to happen? You keep getting all these teases. Well, we think she might be here and they could be here. And, you know, there's probably parts of her all over Aruba. And the jawbone, they really thought they had something with the jawbone. And we have some sad news right at the top in case you haven't heard this. Here we go again with another mining accident. 29 miners trapped in New Zealand underground for 5 days. They think they're dead following yet another explosion in a place called the Pike River Coal Mine. Now, you look at where it is. It's a beautiful area. And if you were flying overhead, you'd never know. But then it's sort of like right when you're over top of it hovering, you look down and you can see it sticking straight up. And they think that nobody could have survived it, and they say it's one of the most tragic things that they're going to have to do and go in there and try to find those bodies. They say potentially explosive methane gas was swirling in the Pike River mine since the initial blast last Friday. So rescuers had been kept from going into the mine because of the danger. We've heard this before. Remember what just happened in Chile with the miners there and how they had to take so many precautions to get in and ultimately what happened. And this is now the second time, as I said, and it comes after the first progress they actually had in days for a rescue attempt. What they do is, I used to have a great uncle that worked in the mines. What they do is they drill through a shaft, and it depends on the mine, but they drill through a shaft, narrow shaft, into a section of the mine where they thought these guys were, and that's typically what they do if they try to find where a miner would be trapped or miners would be trapped. And then they have these robots. So the two robots actually crawled their way into the tunnel, and they got a view inside the mine. Unfortunately, it was too late. They don't know what triggered the second blast, but it came 5 days after the initial explosion, so not good news. What does this say about the mining industry in general? You know, the guys who go down, they know the dangers. They make really good money, but at some point, is it worth it? Here we go with the accidents adding up. And speaking of that West Virginia explosion, remember that one? They say the coal firm there had the worst safety record. So this is America Tonight. My name is Kate Delaney. Welcome aboard if you're seeing me, hearing me from coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. I'll tell you, the other big thing that we're going to start with here is the TSA. It's water cooler buzz, baby. Everybody's talking about it. In fact, today I went out and got myself some protection from the TSA because, as many of you know, I'm flying at 6 o'clock in the morning, pretty much as soon as I got off the show, on Wednesday/Thursday morning to jump on a plane to go to Tampa St. Pete. So I have my TSA decoder ring. Or you touch me in the wrong spot, I'll get you one. Of course, that would mean that you're going to be bailing me out, right, folks? Here's the number you call if I need bailout money. They'll know at the studio at the mothership in Minneapolis, 800-259-5791. I'll just get Rachel to write a big news story. Bailout money for Kate. She had enough with the TSA. Hit him with her special ring. Boy, and that ring is big, too. The front of it, I mean, it's a fake ring. It looks like something that they found in the Vatican, and they made a replica of it. Kind of a poor replica, but I think it'll work for its purposes. You know what I'm getting at. All right, so the TSA is hunkering down. They're pleading for a stop to the boycott nonsense that they're hearing as far as the body scanners. I don't think it's nonsense. I actually think it's good, but I don't think boycotts work unless enough people jump on board. And there are body scanners at so many airports. If enough people refuse it, go for the pat-downs instead to prove a point, there's going to be serious log jam at the airports. And the TSA is worried. They're worried about bottlenecking in Chicago, in Dallas, in Atlanta, in Los Angeles, in San Francisco. I mean, you pick a place, and they're concerned about it in Florida because Orlando's a big spot. A lot of people go to Orlando. Even in Tampa, they're worried about that. I'm not so concerned about my flight because it's so early. You're the first flight out. I mean, any of those TSA folks, they don't even have their eyeballs open. Who? What? What's in that suitcase? Okay, just go on through. It's okay. Here's what Sharon Alfonso had to say about the TSA boycott. She's behind it.
We called the organizer of the opt-out movement. He is still calling for a massive boycott of those scanners, but he told us he will not be participating. Apparently, he has no plans to fly.
Boy, it's easy to call for a boycott when you're not actually going to fly, isn't it? Well, I'm not going to fly, so it's okay. Let all those other suckers have to go through what'll happen if there is some kind of a bottleneck. And you know what that's like, because already a lot of times with so, and this is Thanksgiving, but you talk about the Christmas holidays or even Hanukkah, and people go through and they got so many presents, they're dropping them all over the place, and it's like I told you that there's a name that the flight attendants have for people who hover around the gate. You know, you jump up, they say, what do they say, no, they don't say row one. Oh, what is it? Group one. Group one, or wait, let's back up. Because the airlines want to gouge you as much as possible, our double-double platinum users, it's your turn to get on the plane. And then they go through a rigmarole of a few others. The gold brick folks, come on up. Grab your brick and get on the plane. You see what I'm saying? And then, oh yeah, and then eventually they get to... Anybody who's elderly and you're having problems, or young children, you're able to get on the plane now. And then finally they get to group one, two, and three, and they call all the people who jump up gate lice. So that's what we are to the flight attendants. We're gate lice. So will it be a full-scale boycott? I mean, honestly, it's worth handicapping that. You know, we like to look at the odds here on the show. I'm going to say there may be some problems in some of your major airports, but overall... It would be the normal backlog you would have anyway because so many people fly on Thanksgiving. So you're going to see that travelers are frustrated anyway, but the TSA is worried about it. So the man who called for the boycott to prove a point did have the Transportation Security Administration a little bit concerned over this potential problem at airports across the country. No question about it. That's why they've got PSAs going. We played that on a previous show. John Pistol, who's the man behind the TSA, he's concerned about it. I mean, really, it's ridiculous. All we see now when you turn on the news or when you turn on the computer are pictures of people being groped. You know, the whole thing about porn websites, ooh, you don't want to go to porn websites. Of course not. And if you do at work, you're going to get fired. You don't have to anymore. All you have to do is turn on your computer and go to any website, and you're going to see somebody getting groped. That's how prevalent these pictures are. It's crazy, and the stories that go along with them. We've got some more of those on the flip side. Anybody flying on a jet plane? I found one of my old little planes that I got from a Jimmy Buffett concert. Margaritaville Tequila, it says on it. Now, if there was a plane filled with tequila, I think everybody would be pretty calm on it. Don't you think they'd be pretty calm? Stay with us.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscle, wrinkles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better. One World Way may be the perfect food for you. One World Way is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alii-C. Why Alii-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alii-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alii-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alii-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alii-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alii-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alii-C. For more information and to order Alii-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alii-C today.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
So what's your plan when you make it to the airport? Do you just look around and try to get the best line? I have to say, I do profile the TSA folks. I do. Is that bad to admit that? I mean, are you going to call the politically correct police on me? I look across the lines and I try to see who I believe will give me the easiest pass to go through. And so far, I have been correct in the last, because I've traveled a lot in the last 6 months, I've been correct on every single flight that I've taken. Now, I don't want to jinx myself or brag about my profiling skills of the TSA of folks who might shake me down in one of the numerous places that I've been in, but I will do it again. I will admit to this. I will cop to this on Thursday. I will be doing it. Plus, I've got, remember, my TSA, anti-TSA ring in case somebody decides to touch me when I don't want to be touched. So the United States Airlines scheduled flights in September were 526,000. That's according to the Air Consumer Travel Report. Did you know there was such a thing? Down from more than 600,000 in September of 2007. So all that gobbledygook I just gave you, the statistical information, what does it mean? Each flight is now fuller. You know that because how often do you get on a flight? It used to be the best thing. And this is another thing when you want to talk about handicapping flights and situations. Whenever you get on a plane, I mean, let's admit to that, if you're one of the gate lice who gets let in soon enough that you're in your section and there are not a lot of people around you, you know you're eyeballing everybody who comes in. You're profiling, but you're profiling for different reasons. You want that open seat next to you. You do. Or you want space, or you're hoping that the person coming next to you is not a yapper. Yap, 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 yap. Ever sit next to one of those? You know when you're, like, exhausted And I'm super friendly. So, of course, as the accommodator, I'm going to roll with whatever happens. But it never fails with me. When I have been through whatever it is on the other end, whether we wrapped up our show and the timing is weird, whatever, get on the plane, haven't had a lot of sleep, I get the yapper. Oh, I could write a book with whatever it is they're telling me. And that's sometimes what happens to me. And then let's face it, we talked about with Greg Stebbin, the editor of Men's Health magazine, one of them anyway, about the possibility of child-free flights. Now, can you imagine? The ACLU, first of all, is going to be all over that. I don't see how that's going to happen. And then you have the problem with the flights that I just mentioned, how the flights are down. So if you have the flights shrinking, I can't imagine that they're going to be able to manipulate that. Now, maybe sections, but still I think you might have some problems with that. But people complain about it. You know how it is. A kid, their ears pop if they're really young, and they cry the whole time. And I don't even mind the crying so much if that happens to me, because this is a small child. I mean, their ears are popping. Their mother, their father trying to do something to stop it. It's life. I mean, did you cry on a plane? Did you fly on a plane when you're just a wee little babe? But it's the kids that kick the seat, and the parents don't care, don't pay attention, that are kicking the seat when you're on a flight all the way from LAX to JFK. That's bad. That is the worst, hands down thing. Because you're there, you have nowhere to go. The flights are so packed now, you're not going to find an empty seat. So that's what we do. Let's face it, that's what we all do when we go to the airport. Now, we know this time you also have the added thing, and that is the checks and whether or not you're going to get the shakedown and the problems with that, and do you go through the scanner, you don't want to go through the scanner. I mean, the whole thing. There are a lot of cranky flyers right now, and I don't blame anyone for being cranky. It's obvious because they're fed up with having to endure what they have to endure sometimes through the TSA. Now, I happened to read something today, and you might have also read it and heard it. I did hear it, too, as well. On our network, Alex Jones had Congressman Ron Paul on, and it made big news, not because he had Congressman Paul on, but Congressman Paul was on, and he was talking about the fact that he had his crotch groped, etc. And the reason why is, and see, we may find more of this, the reason why is because he's got metal in his knee. So if he has metal in his knee, like other people, if you have metal parts somewhere, you're going to set off the security. You're going to set it off when you go through, right? The scanners or whatever, when you go through, you're going to set them off, the metal detectors, basically. the arches you go through. So when you go through, you set it off, and they used to just wand you. Now it's more than wanding you, and they don't know. I mean, do you think half those TSA employees, do you think that they could name, not to just completely rip on them, but do you think they could name, really, I don't know, a handful of Congress folks and senators? Of course not. Do they really know who's going through? And the answer is, I mean, no, it's just another body, I guess, that's going through. So in the case of Congressman Paul, what happened was he had the metal detector go off, and he travels obviously a lot back and forth from Texas to Washington and other places. So that's what he has to endure when he flies, and he's saying it's ridiculous. He's calling for a boycott of the airlines. He's calling for a boycott of that mode of transportation. Of course, it'd be pretty tough for him to get to Washington. We need to get to Washington. But he's saying that the TSA and the naked body scanners and the genitalia groping is under this pretty much pretense of protecting Americans from terrorists that are in caves, let's face it. So the terrorists who are in caves, which is a very good point, touche, those terrorists are disguised as moms, disguised as, I don't know, young children, and that they're the ones that are going to harm us, and they're the ones that are having to go through the backscatter radiation body scanners and some of the other stuff. I'll tell you what, I think Congress in January is really going to look at it hard. I think they're going to rein TSA in. I would be surprised if they don't. And that's what Paul said, that something's wrong with us, that people don't deserve to be humiliated and demeaned by the government if they refuse to stand up and resist. So the TSA in record numbers is more than infuriating people. They're embarrassing, humiliating, you know, et cetera. Demoralizing is what it is when you go to the airport. And I'm reading other things from people who are saying, oh, that's ridiculous, and, you know, the media needs to get off their back, and they're a bunch of sissies, and I read that somewhere today. I'm like, bunch of sissies? I mean, you know, this is the thing. Think about it. It's easy to look, like I said, it's like we're looking at porn because you turn on the internet now and that's what you see, all this groping and stuff. But I don't think we're a bunch of sissies because we don't want to get shaked down when we go to the airport. And remember, you have to do it coming and going. And then, what if you have like a three-leg trip? You know, where you're going from wherever. Like if I were going from Texas to Florida and then on to Philadelphia. Ooh, me oh my. Forget it. I have to come up with, I think, something a little bit different. All right, so that's my take on the TSA. I got my ring. I got my camera rolling. I got the trusty iPhone. Let's see. Got that iPhone thing. A lot of you can see that, right? You got one of those in your back pocket somewhere. Anymore, all of us can take those pictures, and we're seeing a lot of those pictures. That's what Ron Paul needs to do. He needs to just pull out his iPhone and say, hold on a second. He needs to get some pictures taken with the people when they're making him go through what he has to go through because of a bum knee. Let's mix in a couple of other things. I mentioned how awful it was, of course, in New Zealand. We're talking about that second explosion and the fact that you're talking about 29 miners dead or 27 miners dead. They're not, at this point, it's a matter of making sure. But sadly, knowing with the gas situation, that's what it has to be. I don't know how you would survive that in the particular area. You know, that's always the panic and the waiting for the families. Just so, so sad. And at this point, you wonder, as far as safety is concerned, how many shortcuts are taken that are leading to some of these conditions in these mines? I said a few moments ago in our last segment that, yes, they know the risks. And yes, they're getting paid really big money, but at what point does it become not about the green stuff and about, well, you know, you can't take it with you. And then when you're going into these conditions, are you thinking that the mine has your best interests at heart? Are they not taking shortcuts that will kill you in the safety department? And that's why, like I said, 29 believed dead after that second explosion in New Zealand. Stay with us.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's GetTheTea.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come in, Susan. One more time. Great to see. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
All right, we're trying to get your mind off of the possible or probable pat-down at the airport that might be waiting you if you're flying. That's just a little favor from all of us at America Tonight to all of you listening to this show. And by the way, what are you going to do when you get to the airport? You can share your potential ideas with us at 800-259-5791. We thought that it would be fun to bring on one of our favorite guests from that other coast, the one that I used to live on, not too far from Hollywood, Stephen Shohead, who knows, I mean, amazing amounts of trivia about just about, you know, any of the big movies you can think of, or even things like, you know, the cartoons and Walt Disney, and Mickey Mouse just celebrated a big birthday, so it's perfect for him to jump on these airways with us. So we're going to usher him in from our virtual green room. Stephen, how are you?
Hey, Kate, how you doing?
Good. You know, it's so funny. You sent me a note about Mickey Mouse's birthday, and I thought, I should know that. When I was a kid, everything was Mickey Mouse for me. I mean, I was all about Mickey Mouse, and I was so psyched my first time that I got to actually meet Mickey Mouse. I was 7 years old at Disneyland.
He's amazing. Each generation seems to rediscover him. And he's been for around a long time. His official birthday was November 18th, 1928, when they had the first sound cartoon, Steamboat Willie. And there had actually been things going on before that. Walt Disney had lost the rights to a character called Oswald the Lucky Rabbit to Universal Studios. And he had also lost a lot of his artists. That Universal had hired them out from under him. He didn't want to work for Universal. They made him an offer to go on the payroll. He wanted to stay on his own. So he had his chief artist of Iwerks basically create Mickey as a replacement character for Oswald. And then he had the problem of trying to sell him, and it was very, very difficult without the Universal connection. And one of the things that happened, it's Hollywood lore, although it's been disputed by some people, he took Mickey to MGM, and Louis B. Mayer, the head of the studio, saw him and said, absolutely not. A giant mouse will terrify all the pregnant women. They'll go running out of the theater. By the way, when Mickey first started, he wasn't such a nice guy. Actually, in his very first outing, it was a cartoon called Plane Crazy.
Uh-huh.
He tried to force himself on Minnie in a plane, and Minnie jumped out with a parachute to escape him.
Oh,
so that might have been what... Yeah, so that might have been what Louis B. Mayer was reacting to, and then what happened was, after getting limited distribution on the first two Mickey cartoons, Walt came up with the idea of having a sound cartoon, Steamboat Willie, and it was very difficult to get that completed. He finally met this sort of pirate-like character whose name was Pat Powers, who had been around in the movie. In the movie business since the earliest days, but was kind of a crook and cheated people out of money. But Walt didn't know that. You know, Walt was 26 years old and kind of desperate to get his character out there. And Powers was a real charming guy. And Powers had access to some sound equipment, a system called Cinephone. And so Walt was able to get this cartoon made in Steamboat Willie, and it was pretty amazing for the time. But no one would distribute it because they wanted to own it. And after what happened with Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, Walt had no intention of giving up ownership. And then he met another man named Harry Reichenbach, who owned the Colony Theater in New York. And Reichenbach said, listen, these distributors, they're not interested in anything that's untested. I'll play it at my theater, and the crowds will come in, and we'll prove you got something here. And so that's what happened on November 18th. The crowds did come in. They were super impressed by Mickey. I mean, he got loud laughter, loud ovations. Wonderful nights for Walt Disney for 2 weeks, standing in back of the theater. The New York Times reviewed it, said it was an ingenious cartoon, and forever after, the public knew the names Walt Disney and Mickey Mouse.
What is it about Mickey Mouse? And you said this, 1928, and you've just given us a great history of Mickey Mouse. What is it about this mouse that endures, do you think? Because there's so many characters now. There's an amazing amount of characters from other studios, too, Stephen, as you know. But somehow he does survive.
Well, you know, my opinion, and it's just my opinion, is Walt Disney's persistence in keeping that character out there. And I think part of that was losing Oswald the rabbit, that he was determined. Well, Walt Disney was a superstitious man sometimes. He visited fortune tellers quite a bit. And he had this feeling that if Mickey died, everything he built up would die. And he was determined to keep the character front and center. And that grew to be a little bit of a problem, because one of the ways they marketed Mickey Mouse early on, this began in 1929, were the Mickey Mouse Clubs. And this had nothing to do with the TV show. This was kids showing up at movie theaters every week, given things to do by guidance counselors, secret handshakes, all sorts of stuff like this. Doing good deeds. It was like the Boy Scouts. In fact, the membership exceeded 1 million at one point. It was a huge thing in the country. And so Mickey sort of got cast as a role model. And over time, Walt was very limited with what he could do with the character, because if Mickey misbehaved on screen, like any other actor who's a role model, he'd get angry letters from parents. I mean, Mickey had that Miley Cyrus thing going there. You know, he had to behave, otherwise parents objected. So that sort of left the other characters to get more comedy, and that, of course, was Pluto and Donald and Goofy started stealing the show from Mickey. So Mickey could have very easily faded away at certain times, but Walt was so superstitious and so determined to keep him out there. I mean, you know, the way he tried to revive Mickey's career was Fantasia, which was in 1940, which was supposed to be one cartoon, The Sorcerer's Apprentice. Right. And then it grew into 6 or 7 cartoons. But, you know, when he was making Fantasia, the Disney artists really didn't want to work with Mickey anymore. They were kind of tired of him. They said a 4-foot mouse doesn't make any sense. And they suggested that Dopey replace Mickey in that movie. And Walt was determined. He said, no, you know, Dopey's not a reoccurring character. Mickey is. And, you know, he had his own logic about the thing. And Fantasia didn't do well, but then 15 years later, he had another chance to get Mickey front and center, and that was with the Mickey Mouse Club TV show in 1955, and that really restored Mickey's career. I mean, more kids saw him on TV than ever did in the movie theaters, and the mouse ear cab started selling, and everybody started singing that song, the Mickey Mouse Club song, and I think since then, Mickey's been pretty strong.
Yeah, no kidding. And is there still that rivalry? I always thought it was pretty cool when there was the rivalry with Donald Duck. And do you think there's still a little bit of a rivalry there or no?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think they just had a new video game, and Disney finally got Oswald the Rabbit back. And I think they're trying to create a Mickey Mouse-Oswald the Rabbit rivalry. Mickey Mouse in this new video game encounters Oswald the Rabbit, but yeah, you know, if the comedy suits their purpose, I'm sure he'll have a rivalry with Donald Duck again. That was the funny thing about Walt Disney, was that he loved Mickey Mouse and he didn't like Donald Duck. He kind of resented Donald Duck horning in on Mickey Mouse's territory. In fact, you know, with Donald Duck, one of the things that happened was the Secretary of the Interior under President Roosevelt, Harold Ickes, he squawked when he talked and he waddled when he walked, and Roosevelt nicknamed him Donald Duck. And the Disney artists, after Donald was created, started to study Ickes and put his mannerisms into the character. And Walt himself once said, you know, it's hard to tell where Donald ends and Ickes begins. And, of course, Walt was actually the basis for Mickey Mouse a lot of the time. I mean, if Walt had traffic troubles, Mickey had traffic troubles. If Walt was in a brutal polo game, Mickey would be in a brutal polo game. So it was kind of Walt versus Ickes, and I don't know if Walt being a Republican had anything to do with it. You know, maybe he resented Ickes, but he definitely preferred, his alter ego Mickey to the obnoxious Donald. But, you know, he had to use Donald because he was a lot more versatile character after a while.
Yeah, no kidding. And you know, I think of all the pals back then, and to me, besides, you know, what we were just talking about with Donald Duck, and why I asked you that is because my brother and I had that rivalry going on between the two. We would argue about it. And then you throw in Goofy. Then you throw in the, Minnie Mouse. And is Minnie Mouse still kind of popular, too? I mean, a lot of people like Minnie Mouse.
Yeah, of course she's a popular character. She was never really a dark character like Mickey Mouse was. And they actually had a couple times she didn't even end up with Mickey Mouse. Like one cartoon, she actually ended up with Mickey's rival, Peg Leg Pete, and Mickey was a disappointed suitor. I don't think Minnie was really based on anybody in particular. I mean, of course Walt was married, but I don't think Minnie was Walt's wife Lillian like Walt was Mickey Mouse. I mean, the artists would literally study Walt when they were drawing Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. But
there's a story that one time he was crossing the street and a truck came by and he looked behind him to after the truck passed, and one of the artists made a crack, oh, he's checking to see if the truck ran over his tail. So, yeah, so there was that great association there, and I think Minnie was just, to be quite honest, it was just a girlfriend.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Picking Up Hollywood Stories, it's a great read. You are, my friend, an encyclopedia of really fun information, and we appreciate all the times that you come on America tonight. Happy Turkey Day. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Oh, sure. The book's called Hollywood Stories, and short, entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies.
Yeah, pick it up. You'll enjoy it. We'll be back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled A-V-A-T-A-R facial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Because we just had Stephen Shohet on, and who doesn't at some point in their life, who doesn't have any mouse ears out there? You had to have gotten a pair of them. I don't care if, you know, you got them in the 60s, you got them 2 years ago, whenever it was. But then you get on the back, the thing that you do, and of course now you have to wait in line for ever and a day, you get the stitching on the back. You get the stitching on the back. I think I have to put on my mouse ears. Matt, this is radio, so I'm going to put on, I'm going to see if I can put it on, with my, whatchamacallit, with my headset on. Let's see how that looks. Wow, I have mouse ears on.
Looking
Mickey
good.
Mouse. Mickey Mouse. It doesn't really work over the whatchamacallit, the headsets, and since I do have to hear what people are saying. I have to put them aside. But I love my mouse ears. My mouse ears, as much as I was in love with Mickey Mouse, it was Minnie Mouse that I had. And I got them actually just last year when I was at Disney World. My My man got them for me, and it's crazy. Mickey Mouse. So your favorite Disney character is who? Matt? He doesn't have a
favorite. I don't know. We were talking about this before, and I was supposed to come up with one, and I failed at that. I don't know if I have a favorite one. Goofy was always kind of cool because he was just random. Donald Duck. There was the DuckTales show that I was a big fan of when I was younger. And I don't know if I could pick out a favorite character. Baloo was kind of good from the Jungle Book.
Mm.
And also Tailspin, if you're young enough to remember that show.
Tailspin.
And what else? Launchpad from DuckTales. I liked him, too.
Mm-hmm. There you go. All right, I knew you could come up with something, but of course it wasn't Mickey Mouse. So if you have any stories, and I think they're good, about the mouse ears, send them to me at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, and we'll send you some coconut water.
Oatman just wanted to put in his vote, too, for Scrooge McDuck.
Scrooge McDuck was awesome. Oh, that's a
swimming,
good character.
Swimming around in the money?
Yes.
In his money mint?
Yes. Oh, that's good.
That was good.
The
and
guy
also
with the
in
great
the,
name.
What? Because they did the remake of, what was that? The Christmas, was it Christmas Story?
Christmas Story. Yes, yes.
And they
oh,
made
I
the
love
Disney
Christmas
version
Story.
Of it with Scrooge
yeah.
McDuck as
yeah.
the, whatever that character is. Was it Scrooge? I don't know.
McDuck. I don't know. I've got now you have me curious. We're all going to run and try to find it, right?
Email.
So, yeah. The ears. The ears have it. I love the ears. All right. And Annette Funicella, Gemstar, says, Annette Funicella, loving the Mickey Mouse Club because I fell in love. You know, speaking of the Mickey Mouse Club, that was Justin Timberlake, too, and Britney Spears. And look at Justin Timberlake. Is there a guy that is more creative than Justin Timberlake? You think of his little Saturday Night Live appearances and some of the funny things that guy's done. I really like Timberlake. I think he is hands down one of the most talented performers. Whether you're talking about acting, he was in the Facebook movie, or you're talking about some of the crazy things that he's done on Saturday Night Live with Andy, Samberg. Just very, very, very talented, no doubt about it. All right, let's hit up some odds and ends quickly for you. If you missed it earlier this hour, we were talking about the TSA. The big boycott is supposed to happen in airports across America tomorrow, meaning boycotting the scanners. So you say, I don't want to go in the scanner. I want to get the pat down. I refuse to do the scanner. And then you clog up the line because by the time they pat enough people down, it takes much more time than just standing in the middle of the scanner. The guy who came up with the boycott idea, the opt-out, it's called opt-out. The guy who came up with the opt-out idea, by the way, is not even traveling. Don't you love that? I think there's going to be delays anyway in the airport, so I don't know if it's going to be because of the opt-out day or because it's just a really rough day to travel. That's why I'm traveling when I get off the show on Thursday at 6 o'clock in the morning. I bet there are some lawmakers who would be traveling. One thing that there's a little bit of a buzz about in the, I think in the, what I call in the Beltway and beyond the Beltway, because now people are finding out about it. Remember, we were singing the praises of the ban on earmarks, and Mitch McConnell, the senator from Kentucky, was reluctantly talking. He didn't say reluctantly, but he was saying, I'm on board, oh, ban on the earmarks. And he was a guy who I would have normally probably been a holdout if you go back and look at the history of the earmarks that he stuck in things like many others. So the money included in this ban on the earmarks, a bill by one of the lawmakers to benefit a home state project. So only 3 days after the senators and senators-elect, because that was a big deal too, rallied around the idea that forget the pork, we're done with the pork. You had Arizona Senator John Kyle, who's the number two Senate Republican. He got himself $200 million to settle an Arizona Indian tribe's water rights claim against the government. So that's $200 million, not two, $200 million. What he did was, and this is what happens with earmarks, he slipped it into a larger bill that Barack Obama, the Prez, was asking for and passed by the Senate on Friday, last Friday, to settle claims by black farmers and American Indians against the federal government. So the office of Senator Kyle says, listen, this is measure is not an earmark. And the House didn't really think it was one when they considered a version earlier in the year. So he's saying, don't put it under the umbrella of earmark. It's not. But here's the thing. Under Senate rules, and I looked it up, too. Under Senate rules, let me see. I got to hear my little trusty paper. Under Senate rules, an earmark is a spending item inserted primarily at the request of a senator and to an entity or is targeted to a specific state. So if you go by that criteria, the definition, it is an earmark. And it allows the people on the Hill to steer money, federal money, to projects in their states and in their districts. And it can be lots of different things. It can be road projects. It can be sewer projects. It can be economic development projects. So we get that. So already it's gone down the drain. Yeah. Even if you look at Max Baucus, the Democrat out of Montana, and Jeff Bingaman, another Democrat of New Mexico, they got in on the action, too. They added measures benefiting their states to the black farmers' tribal royalty settlements, and they got almost $370 mil for projects to implement water settlements. I mean, that's earmarks. That's what they are. Because it might you might not seem like one because you say, oh, well, it's necessary. We need this drinking water project. But that's what it is. It's not going to the people of the United States. It's going to specifically one state, the state that you are representing. Yeah, get it. All right, quickly, speaking of odds and ends, we don't know a lot more. I just, in fact, got a text back from somebody I know in New Zealand, and really all they know is that pretty much it's 29 miners that were victims of the second, they think, the second blast in a mine, where you had toxic gases that held up the rescue effort, and that was the biggest problem here. So the methane gas, once again, and it's the Pike River Mine, and it's in Greymouth, New Zealand. Sadly, here we go again with more miners, this time killed. In Chile, they weren't, thank goodness, every single one of them up from under the ground. Didn't happen this time. They sent in a robot to see what was going on into the coal mine, found a miner's hat with the light still burning. So they thought, well, maybe the miners could still be alive, broke a hole in 530 feet down. But, again, lo and behold, then you get the second blast. No good. We're leaving you with that one. Remember, you can always stay locked and loaded to America Tonight. Go to americatonight.net.
Ocean floor, such wonderful things around you. What more is you looking for? Under the sea, darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. I'm back ashore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we've been putting good and moving under the sea. As after the waves they roll, the fish on the land ain't happy. The sharks they in the bowl, but fish in the bowl is lucky. They in for a worse of fate. One day when the boss get hungry, yes, you call me on this date.